Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Synergy. It's a fun word to say. What does it mean? It means when we come together, we create power. We empower each other. We all have personal power. We know that. The psychology industry, the self-help industry, it's all telling us all the time, you can do whatever you want, anything, you just put your mind to it. Okay, well, that's fine. If you're alone, yeah, you've got personal power. What about when you get together with people? What kind of power do you have? You've got a lot. I like to say it, let's just look at it in numbers, right? When we come together, we don't combine. Let's say numerically, someone's a three, someone's a seven. On a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, those are fun numbers. We don't become 10 when we come together because we don't just add to each other. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we don't even multiply each other. That would be 21. That'd be fun. No, you know what? It's 7 to the 3rd power. That's 343. Do you know when you combine someone exponentially, you make them more powerful? Well, how about 3 to the 7th power? That's 2,187. Do you know the power that you have when you get together with people? Do you care about what you do with your power? Now, keep in mind, again, ladies and gentlemen, we have energy. It's either positive or negative. Do you care that you can hurt someone or help someone when you combine with them? If you unite with them, you empower them, you facilitate them to be a better person, more powerful, more successful. Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility. I always tell people there is no neutral energy. You are either positive or you're negative. Yeah, who do you really believe that you're responsible to in your life? What people do you feel accountable to in your life? Do you feel obligated to render an accounting for what you do, what you say? No, who you are. There is no neutral energy. You are either positive or you're negative. Wow. Okay. That's kind of scary too. Sometimes people say, I don't care. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that counts as negative energy because you're not positive, proactively making things better. By not caring, you are propelling and perpetuating what's negative. That's actually making things worse. So ask yourself, when you are done being with a person, not just doing an activity, but combining your emotional energy, your mental energy that manifests in your physical demonstration, your activity, are they a better person when they're done being with you, or are they worse? Yeah, they're going to be one or the other. When you walk away, you are either going to encourage and facilitate them to be better, or you're going to encourage them to continue, to actually be worse. Now, I actually had some topics, some ideas of things that I wanted to discuss today. As I was thinking about, you know, I've been off the air for a couple weeks. I've been working on some business projects. So by the way, thank you to all my loyal listeners for being patient with me and sticking very faithfully to the show. You know what? In the last week, I literally completely changed the theme of my show. Something happened and I just said, wow, the world needs to talk about something else today. Very, very important because it affects all of us. It includes all of us. It involves all of us in the world that we live in. Sex. Yeah, our sexuality, our sexual energy. So I also decided that I was going to open up the phone lines. I talk about it to a lot of people in the work that I do as a coach, as a relationship coach. You know what? A lot of people have been coming to me asking me questions about sexuality and the synergy of the sexual energy that we manifest, that we create when we are with people in that context, in that setting, in that way? What do we do with people, for people, in our relationship? You know what? How many times are people sexually active and they don't even have a relationship with another person, the person that they're being sexual with? Well, that's okay. As long as we mutually consent, then it doesn't really matter, does it? Because no one's getting hurt. Hey, we're both having a good time. Well, okay, maybe. But let's think about it more in the terms of accountability and the personal power that we have with our sexuality. One of the things I love to tell people, we create some pretty powerful chemistry when we come, when we have an orgasm. We have four hormones that we release when we reach our peak: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. You know what? I'm going to leave the phone lines open for the whole hour. Don, my producer, he's going to be waiting. I know for a fact that we have one caller. He's been waiting all week to ask me a question. I don't know if he just wants to be on the radio, but Bobby, when you call in, Don, make sure you let Bobby talk to me, even if it's only for a few minutes, because he did have some legitimate questions that he wanted to ask. And again, I'm going to be talking about a lot of different topics, but please feel free to call in and ask anything that you want, even if it's off topic. The number to this station is 888-627-6008. Now, BBS Radio got a lot of shows on, talk about a lot of things, but for the most part, my audience is currently on LinkedIn. It's the only social website that I will go to now, simply because there's so much garbage in social media. But LinkedIn is actually very professional, and the people that I do business with, the people that I promote, who promote me, they're intelligent and mature and respectful. We need to get back into the mindset of, we're still accountable for the things that we say and do, not only to each other, with each other, but around each other. So again, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, I just want to start in general as an overview. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, those are all very addictive chemicals that our body produces naturally. Yeah, doing drugs. Certain drugs will give you that. Alcohol will produce and stimulate the production of different hormones. But you know what people don't know? And I love to tell people this. So does laughter. Laughter is the only other human activity that we have, a daily life activity that can give us the same experience biochemically that orgasm does. A lot of people really like it. They like those four chemicals, so they masturbate. Yeah, because we want to have that orgasm. It's a great experience. But let me ask you this. In your life, how much do you laugh? Truly, genuinely laugh? The story that I'm going to tell you guys today, it's a really heartbreaking story because it's about a place that I go to from time to time because I have clients. It's in a homeless shelter in Phoenix, in the downtown Phoenix area. I do coach some of the residents there, but I'm also involved in a class action lawsuit because the people who live there, they reside there, they're abused and they're mistreated. When I come back from our first break, I'm going to tell all of my listeners, my followers, my connections, what happened that actually opened my eyes. Look, I've been doing this for over 20 years, but something, it completely shocked me. And my response to it, and again, your reaction. I want to know your opinions about this. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very wide variety of people who follow me, who listen to me. Yeah, I want to know what you guys think as well. So, again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. Now, the man who's going to be answering, he's my producer. His name is Don. And Don will let me know if you want to come through, you want to talk to me directly. Please feel free to ask me any questions that you have, even if they're not relevant to what I'm currently talking about. Okay, when you call in. So we're going to take our first break. We'll be right back. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio, and I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. And again, I'm going to keep the phone lines open because sex is a very talked about topic by everybody in the world all the time in many, many venues. But we really don't talk about it openly the way we should about things that truly matter to us, because sex in our society, worldwide now, because social media has made everything international. Yeah, it's something that's discussed in a disgusting way. It's not really appreciated for the beautiful act that it is, a wonderful connection, action that we can bond together, our relationships solidify the emotional and mental and physical connection that we have with someone really in a committed way. Four chemicals, hormones that I mentioned in the first segment, the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Yeah, those are some good things. I'm going to talk about them a little bit, but again, please feel free to call in 888-627-6008. Okay, so now let's just start with what relationships are supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about connection. Okay, so think of it in terms of a link. Let's see, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, okay. Something I heard, I think it was even before I got married, probably some self-help book or professional on a talk show saying, you know what? If sex in your relationship is good, it's 10% of your relationship. If it's bad, it's about 90% of your relationship. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I heard a lot of information from a lot of expert sources. Sometimes it was TV or radio. Sometimes it was a movie or a song. Sometimes it was in a magazine. It could have just been a sitcom that, you know what, it kind of mocked sex and sexuality and told me things about men and about marriage and about sex and about women. You know what? Flat out lies. Blatant lies. Okay, let me go ahead and throw some of them out there. Oh yeah, well, keep in mind again that I was raised by a very feminist women generation. You know what? Most of all, most importantly, men, you just can't trust them because they want to have sex with anything that has a hole. They will just stick it in anything because they have no sense of commitment. They don't care about women. Yeah, they're just very stupid, selfish people. Oh my God. You know what? That is so wrong. I had no idea how committed and emotionally vested men are in their relationships. They really do want to be with a woman. That's important. That's just as important to men as it is to women. It was just a sexual revolution where everybody was having sex with everybody. Yeah, you know what? Even the songs that I was listening to, Cyndi Lauper, two of her biggest ones, girls just wanna have fun. Yeah, that means about, you know, promiscuity. We don't need to be in a relationship. Hell, we can have just as much sex. We can do all kinds of irresponsible and selfish things that men can do. And man, is it fun. And then the other one, Shebop. Yeah, masturbation. You got to get that good feeling going. Yeah, okay. It might be fun. Yeah. Well, okay. So do you use a vibrator or another machine? Do you use your hand? Do you just take an object? That's the story that really did take, just, I had to take a step back. It shocked me. I stay at the shelter sometimes because I want to be there for the people that live there. They know, they've known me for about 3 years because I've done coaching there off and on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have got drugs. We have got violence. We have got theft. Yeah, my phone was literally stolen last week from the shelter. A lot of drug dealers, you know what they do? They actually scream and swear and threaten. Oh yeah, they beat people up and the security just kind of watches. They blast music that is disgustingly vulgar all day long. Yeah, apparently one of the women that stays in a place called Overflow, she was in the bathroom making some kind of noise. Well, another woman went in there, didn't like the noise, literally came out screaming to a room full of about 70 women and the two security guards and the three staff members. There's a woman masturbating in there. That's disgusting. You better make her stop. The first thing I thought was, okay, that's about 70%. of the 70 women here, I know for a fact that they do it, if not once, sometimes twice a day. The employee actually went into the bathroom screaming at her to stop and then said, "It is a crime. We will have you kicked out of this place." Okay, I guess indecent exposure. Maybe she had the door open when she was I don't know. It's none of my business. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't masturbate because I know how to take care of myself in other ways. I get fulfillment and gratification and relaxation. That's what orgasm gives us. Yeah, the endorphins give us energy. The serotonin soothes and calms us. And the dopamine, yeah, that's one of the good relaxation hormones, but it can also give you energy in fight or flight. Those are great chemicals that our body needs. If we had more activities where we were doing more things to create and stimulate and maintain the good hormonal balance. But you know what? One of them is oxytocin. If we had that connection with people in a non-sexual way, we would laugh more with people. We would not be so addicted to chemicals and things like masturbation because we wouldn't be trying to fill the hole in our life. She was screaming again to everybody else in the room who were not doing it. Okay. She threatened again that she would throw us out because it is a crime. You do not masturbate. The only thing I thought was, you know what, you little witch? How about the people who are selling and doing drugs here? How about the people who need mental help because they genuinely have conditions, who are beating up other people? How about the screaming, the threatening, the insulting? Those are crimes too. Why don't you have that kind of conviction and passion? And you know what? All these other crimes that are being committed right in front of the security guards and the staff, the employees, they're just, that's just the world we live in. How about we help each other and encourage each other and facilitate each other getting better, supporting people and not judging them? Again, I don't believe that masturbation is a healthy thing. And people who come to me for sexual addiction, yes, that is very real. That is sometimes people have to do it 3 or 4 times a day just to make it through the day. The same kind of people who have to have drugs, the same kind of people who drink alcohol at 7 o'clock in the morning to make it through the day. Synergy, people, we've got to be there for each other. We've got to be good to each other. Okay, I'll be honest with you. One of my favorite movies, When Harry Met Sally, one of my favorite scenes, Meg Ryan did an awesome job. And Billy Crystal was just looking at her. And Rob Reiner's mother was actually in the show. Rob Reiner was the director. I'll have what she's having. But she was faking it. She was very good at it. How many women fake it? That was another topic. Again, in the 1980s, we had some pretty liberal, some pretty open medium, right? We got TV, we got shows, movies, we have songs. Everybody was talking about it. There was even a song, "Let's Talk About Sex." But who was really talking about it in a healthful way? The only thing that was promoted was promiscuity. Because again, men are not only stupid, the second thing I was told, they will just stick it in anything. And you know what? After marriage, this is another one that really upset me. After 2 years of marriage, men are just going to look around because they'll get sick and tired of you. And they'll get sick and tired of being with you. And they want something new. They want something more interesting. Well, okay. And then here's the third one, because you know, when you have children, your sexual drive goes down because you get fat and old and ugly and tired, and children take away your sexual drive because you're so exhausted. What? Those are lies too. I had no idea that when my husband saw me pregnant and I was getting fat, well, you know, when you're fat, men don't love you anymore. Big fat freaking lie. He loved it when I was pregnant. Yeah, we had some pretty good times while I was pregnant. And when I was breastfeeding, wow, my husband loved me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another quick break. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Questions and comments, they're all more than invited. Everybody's welcome to ask me anything, even if it's not what I'm talking about at this time. We're going to take a real quick break. My name is Gabrielle Cardona. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on VBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, and today I'm talking about one of my favorite topics. It's sex. We have a great sexuality as humans. We're not like animals. It's totally different because we have a different constitution. We have a different emotional and psychological foundation that is really the source of our relationships. Synergy is about what we create when we come together. If you have any questions or comments, the number is 888-627-6008. Okay, so I'm sorry. Again, the lies that I was told really, really upset me as a young girl. The other one, you know, besides men are stupid and they're selfish and sex disappears in your relationship. If once you're married, there you go. Once you're married. Okay. So don't get married. Just go ahead and live together. Okay. Then there's the, yeah, as soon as you're married. Well, no. Wait a minute. Here's another one. Sorry. I just thought of this. You need to know if you're sexually compatible before you get married. That's not true. I was a virgin when I got married and I have changed in 30 years. Yeah, my husband has changed. I would say, let's see, we got married in 1994, so probably around 98. Yeah, for a while, we really weren't that compatible. We had to figure out how to be creative and resourceful because physiologically, some things had happened to me. Emotionally, some things had happened to him. Family, life. Yeah, okay. You gotta take care of that stuff. But again, it's about communication. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be in a relationship. Oh, and that's another one. Men and women can't be friends, right? Because sex always has to come into the relationship. It always has to be an element. If you communicate with people, that's not true. I have only been with one man my whole life. I was a virgin when I got married. I've never regretted it. And every single really good friend, lifelong friend I've ever had has been male. Men, they're so much easier for me to get along with than women because women just want to fight about everything. And I have a very low threshold for that. So the fact that my husband completely trusts me, when I married him, my best friend was a man. He was not jealous at all. And through the 30 years of my life, my best friend actually died. The most important men in my life, really, I've worked with. They've been my friends, different reasons in different ways. My husband loved and appreciated and respected them as people because, again, the communication when I have men in my life who literally tell me, you are gorgeous. I am very attracted to you. The first thing I say to them is, and I'm very married, I'm very committed to the man that I'm married to, but also the institution of marriage, which is completely separate from my relationship with the man that I'm in love with. After 30 years, yeah, we can still have it good because we talk. We actually talk. When we're not having sex, we can talk about anything. How comfortable are you talking to the people that matter to you most about this topic? Again, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, again, I don't know how many of you listening today know this, but most of my connections and listeners know that I'm an INTP. That's a personality profile. Yeah, I'm a very rare personality. I can talk pretty much about anything. One day my child came home from school and said, okay, mom, why would my classmate ask me if I like it when daddy sucks on my penis? Okay. That's actually two questions. So the INTP in me said, okay, so that's about pedophilia and fellatio. Now I need to talk to my kid. What would be the best way? Because he's an ESFJ, to talk to him about that. And so my husband walked by. I said, okay, sweetie, we got two questions here. You can take one. I'll take the other one. Do you want to explain to our six-year-old son about fellatio or about pedophilia? And he went, what? What are you talking about? I said, honey, if we don't tell him this information, someone else out there is going to. And we know that the information out there is completely and totally wrong. So my husband, very Mexican man, very conservative, coming from a different country with a different mentality about sexuality and talking. Parents do not talk to children like they're adults. Okay, well, you know what? It's a different world. It's a different country. It's a different time. Okay, so we had to talk about that. And I just told my husband, look, we've got three kids. They are going to hear it in their music. They're going to see it on the television. Now it's all over the computer. We have to be the ones to teach them what it's about. Well, okay, the fun story I'm going to tell you now. I did not know this, but my children, they knew when my husband and I were doing it. Yeah, sometimes I was a little loud, but most of the time it was my oldest son as a very sensory judger, my middle son as a sensory perceiver. Yeah, they knew what was going on even when we tried to conceal it. Kids are really cool that way. So one day we were actually in a restaurant with some of the older ladies from our congregation, our church. One of the ladies was talking to my daughter. I believe she was six or seven at the time. And the elder's wife said, Anya, I am so impressed with you. You are quite the lovely young lady and very well behaved, I think she said. Anyway, my daughter said, well, thank you. My brothers have raised me very well. And people tried to not laugh. They were like, your brothers are raising you. Okay, well, do your mom and dad help your brothers at all? And she put her fork down. She looked directly at the sister and said, yes, most of the time my parents are there. But if they didn't spend so much time in their bedroom, quote unquote, talking, then my brothers wouldn't have to do their job for them. She did a little quotation fingers around the word talking. The whole table busted out laughing because they knew that, quote unquote, talking was apparently my children's code for sex. Yeah, the kids knew we were having sex and they were fine with it. I guess they even had some kind of inside joke. My daughter was just frustrated because, well, you know what? I think earlier that day, maybe, or earlier in the week, she wanted to talk to me or my husband, and the boy said, no, don't interrupt. This is a very good thing, people. We have a great sexuality. We have a connection to each other. And again, when we appreciate and respect and trust, A-R-T, that's art. When we are with other people, we can be honest. We can be considerate. We can be, very thoughtful and caring, not only about their feelings and their thoughts, but also their needs, when they have genuine needs for emotional connection. And I tell men, I definitely want to be with you in a social way. Sometimes it's professional. Sometimes it's casual and fun. Sometimes it's personally very profound. They're one of the most important people in my life. And I say to them, are you going to be okay knowing that you and I will never have sex? My father told me, you are worth the wait. You only give yourself to a man who thinks you're worth the wait, who's willing to wait until you get married to have that special, profound part of yourself. Yeah, it's true. Men absolutely can wait, and they can honor and respect boundaries of women who have boundaries. Okay. So again, you can't say one thing and do another thing. If you know, ladies and gentlemen, that your intentions are, to get what you can, when you can, in the easiest, fastest, way possible for yourself, you're not really the relationship quality material. Be honest with yourself and be honest with others. If you want to change that about yourself and say, I can create a great synergy of an emotional quality, of a mental quality, even physically fun. I hug and I kiss men that I love that know we will never have sex and they are absolutely fine with it. That starts with your own thoughts and your own feelings and your own discipline. Again, I tell people I am very in love with my husband. And we still have really good activity together as a couple. But separate from my husband, even if he was never in my life, I would still tell men the same thing. I'm only going to do it with my husband. Do you still want to be in my life? It's not negotiable. Do you know how many men appreciate it and respect it and they trust me? A-R-T. It's an art. When I come back, we're going to be talking about the art of synergy, the A, which is appreciation, the R, which is respect, and the T, which is trust. If you have any questions or comments, 888-627-6008. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona, and today I wanted to keep the lines open in case people had questions. Again, I'm talking about a lot of different things when it comes to our human sexuality. So if there's anything that you want to ask me or just a comment that you wanted to share, an opinion comment, the number is 888-627-6008. Now, when we're talking about appreciation and respect and trust, that is not only something that begins before we ever become sexual in our life, but it includes our sexuality. Yeah, when we are with someone in that intimate capacity, we are being physically active with them. One of the things I love to teach men is how to give a woman a dual orgasm. That's pretty powerful. Men, you're very simple creatures, and I love that about you. Very low maintenance, very simple, very easy. Women are very complicated. They're very complex anatomically, yeah, but emotionally and mentally too. It's tough. Not only, again, as I was talking about Meg Ryan, the physical orgasm that we have, we have two different kinds, but also the mental and emotional experience that that creates within us. We have some pretty great ways, right? Opportunities to have that gratification, that kind of experience. Our sexuality as humans is very different from animals. It's not just about procreation. It's about solidification, building that trust. Trust is about surrender. When we have an orgasm, when we come, yeah, having it at the same time, that's great. But you know what? Women can have 4, 5, 6, 7 orgasms. Men, when they have one, they're done. But that's what's so nice. If people are doing the activities with each other before they become sexually active, they don't need to focus so much on things like their orgasm. When they are together, they will be sharing a connection and creating a good emotional synergy. Now, one of the movies that I actually saw as a very young girl was 9 1/2 Weeks. It didn't really do well in theaters because it was directed by an English director. And I guess most Americans were hoping it was going to be pornography. You know what? It's a 2-hour movie. There's only 9 minutes of sexual activity. What it's about is what he said and did to her, with her, for her, before they even had sex. Their first sex scene wasn't until almost an hour into the movie. They were doing a lot of other things that were creating that connection, the personal connection, so that by the time they did have that kind of contact with each other, it was very complex. And yeah, we are, women are very complex. He understood her constitution mentally as well as emotionally, so that by the time it became physical, she was already very vested in what he was doing. But when we're talking about things like appreciation and respect and trust, those can be very fake things. That's what I was talking to people about in these last few weeks, doing a survey, literally a survey. I was asking them four questions, actually three questions. Then the last one was if they still wanted to talk. The first one is, do you respect people that you don't trust? Wow. A lot of people, they were just thinking of, are you Republican or Democrat? No. This is tough. Do you respect people that you don't trust? That's about how you define relationships and surrender, because you have got to surrender. If you trust someone, you can actually say to them, yeah, I'm going to give you the power. That's a big element of sexuality. If you're, just kind of going around, going through the motions, doing it with anybody and everybody who'll do it with you, that's not the same thing. We've got, again, oxytocin as well as dopamine and serotonin and endorphins. Endorphins are very addictive. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? So is oxytocin. It's the bonding hormone. When we have an emotional connection with someone, men are just as likely, they're just as capable as women of creating that emotional connection, that is intimacy, that it's about surrender, that you can only truly do if you trust. Yeah, again, the lie that I was told, that even now you can hear it in my voice, it really angers me, that after 2 years, men are going to start looking around. No, they're not. Not if they are looking at you and feeling that attraction, but also that trust that comes with desire. That's really important. And appreciation and respect. Those are things that are about admiration and genuine value. If they value you as their wife and they appreciate you, they really and truly do admire you, that's important. And they're not going to want to look around, because what they would lose is absolutely invaluable. You cannot quantify the value of things like appreciation and respect and trust. Those are things that take time to create and work to maintain and strengthen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you one of my secrets. And usually I only tell clients this because they pay me a nice good rate. One of the best ways for me to keep it very, very good in my life with my husband, I stretch. Yeah, I do. That's a good thing. Okay, yes. Having children, it changes your body. You got to make some adaptations, some modifications. You know what? Actually, I would say there are about 13 different positions that I personally enjoy. I'm not going to give you all the gory details of those because, yes, my husband still deserves some confidentiality, some kind of privacy. But think about this. When a woman is flexible and she is comfortable with her body, she can do many, many, many good things. Ladies and gentlemen, just stretching in front of my husband is good for us because it relaxes me. It actually does release some of the good relaxation hormones. But the breathing, do you know that when you breathe in, you engage your sympathetic nervous system? When you exhale, that's your parasympathetic nervous system. Google it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have time to go into all of it today. The parasympathetic nervous system is very important to your neurological balance and your hormonal activation. But the best part is, if you're tired, it will put you to sleep. And it'll be good quality sleep. That gets your hormones going very well too. But if you're kind of just having a hard time waking up, it will give you energy. It really and truly does give you the endurance and the power And with their flexibility, it makes your activity, your performance, very high quality. So sometimes, yeah, when my husband was watching a soccer game in the living room, I would just say, hey, you know what? I need to do my stretching now. Yeah, that's good for your marriage. Use your imaginations, ladies and gentlemen. And again, when you know each other before you even start the activity, that means you can talk to each other and tell each other what you need while you are together, actually engaged in the activity. And that makes it even better for both of you. Because yeah, you're not just effing, you're not just screwing, you're making love. And that's what we want. And that's what we need. And the power of the synergy that we create with each other as people before we get into activities like that, that is the foundation of the relation, of the connection that we have in our human sexuality. We're going to take one last break. And again, the number, if you want to call in, we've got about 10 more minutes, 888-627-6008. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm Gabrielle Cardona, a relationship coach. Yeah, I started out as a life coach, but I realized after several years, everyone kept telling me, you need to find a niche. You got to find a specialty, right? An area of your expertise, like a doctor. Well, a general practitioner is not the same as a specialist in a field. So I did a little inventory and I said, you know, a lot of the things that I teach people as a life coach comes back to the health of their relationship, the quality of their connection with the people in their life, their health, their job, their financial situation, their general fulfillment and gratification in life. It comes back to having high quality relationships. Yeah. So today I'm talking about our sexuality. That's an amazingly powerful energy that we have. It's a very energetic power that we have. How do you see your sexuality? How do you define the connections that you have with people in your life on that level? I can't help that I'm attractive. Even if I try to make myself ugly, I'm still nice to look at. And I tell men right away, I know you're attracted to me. And yeah, I have a lot of sexual energy that men can feel. But I tell them immediately, there's only one man that I will ever be with. And that's my husband. Do you still want to talk to me? Do you still want to do a job with me? Do you still want to be friends with me socially? Yes, absolutely. People do want to connect with people. One of the great things I explain is that sexuality, you know what? It doesn't stay the same. When they like to use the excuse of, well, I don't want to make a commitment until I know that we're sexually compatible. You're going to change. You're going to change. I've been married 30 years. I would say in 30 years, off and on, my husband and I have at a total about 6 years not been compatible. We had to figure out what in the world was going on. Sometimes it was physiological. Sometimes it was mental. Sometimes it was emotional. And we had to figure it out. One of the great rewards I always tell men, if you take the time to genuinely get to know your woman, yeah, we can have a dual orgasm. We have two different places in our body. We have a G-spot and a clitoris. When a man knows a woman, He knows not only what her emotional needs are, she will be able to come. A woman cannot have an orgasm if she is not relaxed. That means she has to trust you as a person, and she has to appreciate you enough to relax and say, I'm going to let you have power in my life. Do you understand what power is, gentlemen? Do you understand, ladies, what you have got to do with that power? You can manipulate a man, absolutely, and you can torture him. How about if you respect him and appreciate him and be honest? Yes, you can be honest. You don't have to be brutal. Different positions. Like I said, there's more than 10 positions that I personally enjoy, but the reason that I'm able to perform in those ways is because I stretch. I stretch every day. Sometimes it's in the morning. Sometimes it's before I go to bed. Sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep, I literally have to get the blood flowing to different parts of my brain, my muscles, my back. I need an adjustment. And that gives me good hormonal balance and the breathing. Exhaling gets your parasympathetic nervous system. That's your relaxation energy. Peaceful relaxation. Yeah. How can you be relaxed and energized at the same time? That's what our orgasm is. We get dopamine and serotonin, which can definitely give us peace, with oxytocin and endorphins, which give us connection and energy. How can you be relaxed and energized at the same time? Because we are humans. People, we have an amazing constitution and ability to share ourselves with each other. You just need to be honest and be aware of who you are and what you need. When you tell people honestly, respectfully, right? This is who I am. This is what I need. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, it's in Proverbs. Yeah, go ahead and Google it. It's better for a husband to sleep alone on the corner of a roof than with a woman who is looking to fight with him. I use the B word, okay? Granted, the Bible doesn't call a contentious woman a bitch, but that's what you are. Women, you know what? When we fight with men, we make them crazy. When I was told that, you know what? After 2 years of marriage, men just start to drink, or they check out with some other pastime or sport, or you know what? They're just going to be looking for someone else because they are sick and tired of you. You know what? Not if you're a good person to be around. Not if you're fun. Not if you're honest in a nice way. And not if you keep him energized and stimulated. The other one of my favorite scriptures is that a husband should be intoxicated with his wife's breasts all day, every day. Ladies, we know what we can do to a man in a very good way. And it's okay. I hate it when religion makes sex seem like a bad or a dirty thing. It's not. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing that we share with each other, that we give to each other as a gift. And I know that when men see me, especially when I'm dressed up, when I've done my hair and my makeup and my body in a beautiful dress, they think sexual things, but I don't get angry with them. And I'm not going to be confrontational, and I'm not going to be abusive. I say thank you when they compliment me, and I say, and this is my husband, or I talk about him, and I say, yes, he's the only man I ever have been with, and I've never regretted being a virgin on my wedding night, because that's what I'm worth, a man who can say, I promise to do all of the work of being a husband, yeah, before I ask for anything profoundly, sexually, amazingly powerful from you. Because once we do that, we are solidified in a relationship. You can sleep with anybody you want. You're still going to be emotionally connected to them. So don't play with it like it's a toy, and don't just think of it as something cheap and fast and easy because you've always done it that way. You've always been that way. You've always seen it that way. Understand that your synergy, what you create with people, is personal power. Be accountable for the things that you do. Yeah, responsible means you're able to respond, and the communication again is key. Now, if you have any questions, my practice actually is Synergy Relationship Coaching. My email address is synergyrelationshipcoaching@gmail.com. My website is www.synergyrelationshipcoaching.com. Pretty self-explanatory. And I'm going to be back on BBS Radio Sunday morning, same time from now on. The work that I'm doing is creating a video series about personalities. Now, the MBTI personality profile system, I'm getting together with a colleague. We're putting together some videos, and I'll be publishing my book. It's called Embrace Your True Nature. That's about getting to know yourself. The only way you can be honest with people is if you know the truth first. Accept things about yourself. Yeah, actually embrace them, because all the bad things that you might not like about yourself could potentially be good things in disguise. And again, the radio show, The Power of Synergy, the number to the station, 888-627-6008. Can't wait to see you folks again next week. I know a lot of people from LinkedIn were listening, or we'll be listening to the archives. If anybody really does want me to talk more about this topic, feel free to let me know, because I do read emails and I do respond to posts, right? Because I do think LinkedIn is a good website. Feel free to let me know. And even in a discussion group, I think people need to talk more about this in a mature and respectful way. So thank you so much for being loyal followers and listeners. We'll see you again next week, same time on BBS Radio. This is The Power of Synergy. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.